Cloudy with a chance of rain showers on Sunday night, going down to around 30 degrees. Monday is a mostly sunny day with highs in the lower 40s. Stay tuned. Now and Then is coming right up. Support comes from listeners and from the River Reporter newspaper in Narrowsburg, New York, riverreporter.com, and from Thalman Service Center, complete car repair and collision service in Liberty, New York, ThalmanServiceCenter.com. I'm Kathy Geary. Welcome to Now and Then. On today's program, we'll be featuring music from some of my favorite singer-songwriters as we celebrate International Women's Day. International Women's Day. It's interesting how there's a real vitality going on with women of all ages. Whether you're in your 80s or whether you're in your 20s, women everywhere are considering who they are, how they live. And today's program, we're going to be featuring some music from a very vibrant but older set of women. We will get to Lana Del Rey. We'll get to some younger women. But the thing that is interesting for me is the take that even though you might be in your 70s, that you are still trying to fathom the role of women in society and how it has drastically changed in the past 100, in the past 200 years. So I found some very interesting quotes today on CNN World. They featured inspiring quotes for International Women's Day, and they featured a quote by Nancy Pelosi. Nancy Pelosi is currently the Speaker of the House of Representatives. She was born in 1940. She's 79 years old. And there's a certain vitality to her that is just remarkable. And it doesn't matter if you're a young teenager or you're in your middle age or you're 79 years old. The energy is fantastic. Here's the quote from Nancy Pelosi featured on CNN today. Quote, "You know why I do it? I do it because I want women to see that you do not get pushed around. You don't run away from the fight." Well, there's a contemporary of Nancy Pelosi's, Barbra Streisand. Barbra Streisand was born on April the 24th in 1942. She's just a little bit younger than Nancy Pelosi. She's 76 years old. And in November of 2018, she released an album named Walls. And she makes an incredible variety of statements on this album. She sings songs. She's such a singer. I mean, she does music by Burt Bacharach on this album and Leonard Bernstein. But she also, and she does a song by John Lennon, which we'll hear. But she also actually contributes the lyrics and the songwriting on a couple of the songs on the Walls album. Walls, referring to her political assessment on the need for a wall anywhere. The song I want to play from Barbra Streisand is called What's on My Mind. And the writers are credited to Barbra Streisand, Carol Bayer Sager, Jonas Mirren, and Jay Landers. So Barbra Streisand, 76 years old, powerful woman, and still trying to fathom the world and how she fits into it, as we all do on International Women's Day. And then she does, on this very same album, she does a wonderful medley of two songs, John Lennon's Imagine, John Lennon and Yoko Ono's Imagine, and then also What a Wonderful World. So from Barbra Streisand's most recent album, we'll hear these two tracks. What's on My Mind? Let's start with that. Barbra Streisand.
Must be shared, it must be shown. there's no heaven. It's easy if you try. No hell below us, above us only sky. Imagine all the people living for today. Imagine there's no countries. It isn't hard to do. Nothing to kill or die for, and no religion too. Imagine all the people. What a wonderful world. The colors of the rainbow, so pretty in the sky, oh, are also on the faces of the people strolling by. I see friends shaking hands, saying,
Barbara. Barbra Streisand. That's from her album called Walls, released in November of 2018. And it's an incredible, over-the-top emotional interpretation of John Lennon's Imagine. When John sang it, it was very stoic. He just read it as a series of platitudes. You know, can you imagine no possessions? I wonder if you can, you know. He was very objective when he sang it. And it's really wonderful to contrast the yin and the yang, the male and the female, how Barbra Streisand takes that song and like weaves it into her heart and sings it with such passion and such depth. It's really a beautiful rendition. I'm Kathy Geary. You're listening to Now and Then, and we're celebrating International Women's Day. So John Lennon, yeah. Such a figure of his time, such a man. You know, Yoko Ono and John Lennon released Double Fantasy in 1980. And at that time, feminism was evolving and developing. But it was John Lennon, in my perception of our culture, was one of the first celebrities, one of the first major influential, culturally plugged in people that addressed the issue of masculinity and what it meant to be a man. And when John Lennon retired from public life and quit performing in the mid-70s and had a child, Sean Ono Lennon, with Yoko, he became the first public example of what it's like for a man to be a, quote, house husband. And he was intimately involved with Sean's upbringing. And it was an interesting juxtaposition for me as a young woman to see how John and Yoko, how they balanced that relationship between the male and the female inside of a marriage, inside of the world. So let's hear two songs. John Lennon recorded the song Woman, you know, and it was such a powerful, it was very emotional. It was such a powerful request from men, just all men, to ask for forgiveness from women in general, from the Double Fantasy album. And then Yoko Ono. Yoko Ono survived John Lennon's murder. And she survived a lot of things in our culture. She was a very powerful artist, a presence in the art world before she became John Lennon's partner and wife. And after his death, she's continued to record and release music, and she's collaborated a lot with their son, Sean Ono Lennon. In 2009, the Plastic Ono Band, which her and John had started back in the late 60s. The Plastic Ono Band with Yoko Ono released an album called Between My Head and the Sky. And I wanted to play the song Healing by Yoko Ono because to me, she had so much healing to do after John Lennon's death that it's interesting to hear her take on the subject. So we'll start with John Lennon's Woman, and then we'll listen to Yoko Ono, Healing.
So imagine peace. Imagine peace.
Yoko Ono, the Plastic Ono Band from Between My Head and the Sky, released in 2009. That was Healing. And we started that with John Lennon's Woman. So Yoko Ono, just celebrated a birthday on February the 18th. She was born in 1933. Yoko Ono is 86 years old. There's someone else in the public eye who's also 86 years old and was born 1 month after Yoko Ono, Ruth Bader Ginsburg, the Supreme Court Justice. CNN has featured some quotes from inspiring quotes for International Women's Day. And here's the quote that they have featured from Ruth Bader Ginsburg. Quote, "Let's see where it goes. So far, it's been great. When I see women appearing every place in numbers, I'm less worried than I might have been 20 years ago." Women in politics, women in the news, women reassessing their roles in this world. Joni Mitchell is also in her 70s. We started this program today with Barbra Streisand, who was born in 1942, 76 years old. Well, Joni Mitchell is just 1 year younger than Barbara. She was born in 1943, on November the 7th, actually. And as of 2019, she's 75 years old. And she's just releasing a new book. Actually, it's a release of an old book, a hand-drawn collection of lyrics and watercolors that she made 100 copies in 1971 and gave them out to her friends. And now it is about to be released. It will be available to the public in 2019 on October the 27th, 22nd. And the title of Joni Mitchell's book is called Morning Glory on the Vine. And Joni has always helped me understand myself and my feelings as a woman from her incredibly intimate and sophisticated lyrics. So, For the Roses was released in 1972, and there's a song on there, A Woman of Heart and Mind. We're about to listen to that song by Joni Mitchell as she talks about what it is to be a woman of heart and mind. And then there's another contemporary of Joni's, a man named David Crosby. He is just a little bit older than Joni. So far today, we've been dealing with people in their 70s and 80s, still trying to define what it means to be a woman, even after a lifetime of experience. So David Crosby has been releasing some really remarkable music. He's been working with a group of musicians, and he's released an album called Hear If You Listen, released in 2018, in October of 2018. And David Crosby is now 78 years old. He was born in 1941, and he still has incredibly relevant insights, not just on the role of women, but on society in general. What a brilliant man. And in this band, he has three younger musicians that he's been working closely with for three or four albums now. There's a woman named Becca Stevens, Michelle Willis, and Michael League. And they have released a song called The Other Half Rule. And this song is about David Crosby. When he announced it in concert recently, he said, "This is a song from all the men in the United States asking for all the women to please just take over and drive." So we'll listen to Joni Mitchell's I Am a Woman of Heart and Mind, and then we'll jump. We'll jump to 2018, and we'll listen to The Other Half Rule. Before we hear that song, since you've never heard it before, I just want to introduce you to the lyrics in the first verse, because it not only talks about the role of women, but it talks about politics. And the very first verse refers to Kim Jong and Trump. It talks about these two men as justification for why women need to take over and let the other half rule. Hey guys, let the other half rule. Women are half the population. Here's the lyrics from the first verse. "We were close once to the end. Two blind men, fat fingers on the trigger. Rocket man and little hands." All right, let's start with Joni Mitchell. I am a woman of heart and mind.
I am a woman of heart and mind, with time on her hands, look unlike your mother, or another lover, or your sister, or the queen of your dreams, or just another silly girl, when love makes a fool of me. To keep you high, drive your bargains, push your papers, win your medals, fuck your strangers, don't it leave you on the empty side? Looking for affection and respect, a little passion, and you want stimulation, nothing more, that's what I think. But you know I'll try to be there for you. When your spirits start to sing, all this talk about holiness now must be the start of the latest style. Is it all books and words, or do you really feel it? Do you really laugh? Do you really care? Do you really smile when you smile? Criticize and you flatter, imitate the best, and the rest you memorize. You know the times you impress me most are the times when you don't try, when you don't even try.
things you couldn't speak about. Move aside while the other half
here, if you listen, David Crosby, Becca Stevens, Michelle Willis, and Michael League, the other half rule. Take us in. Hold us in your arms again. Save us from ourselves. Let them out. All the things you couldn't speak about, move aside while the other half rule. All right. So Becca Stevens co-wrote a lot of songs with David Crosby recently. And she's significantly younger than most of the musicians we've been listening to today. Becca Stevens is from North Carolina, she's a Gemini, born on June 14th in 1984. She's 34 years old. We're about to listen to some music by Becca Stevens. But there's another musician also right about the same age, Alicia Keys. She's 38 years old. And CNN featured some quotes for International Women's Day. And here's the quote that they featured by Alicia Keys. "'Cause I don't want to cover up anymore. Not my face, not my mind, not my soul, not my thoughts, not my dreams, not my struggles, not my emotional growth. Nothing. Makes me think of Joni Mitchell's "'I Am a Woman of Heart and Mind.'" So Becca Stevens released an album titled Regina in 2017. We'll listen to the title track. And it traces the arc of a woman's life from what it's like, the dreams of a young girl, the incredible possibilities that life has to offer. And she loses her way. She loses her way along a wandering path. And in the song, they ask, what happened to you? What happened? This is Regina by Becca Stevens.
Carved a heart in a dogwood tree. Found a song in everything. Nothing to lose and nothing to gain. Barefoot dancing in the Regina, won't you come back home? Done her daddy proud, made her mama shine. Found beauty in the night through a child's eyes. Lit up life like a firefly. Never knowing that that fire could die. Come back home. Regina, won't you come back home?
Erica Stevens, the title track from Regina, released in 2017. I'm Kathy Geary. We're celebrating International Women's Day. And if that song is about the arc of a woman's life from the time she's a young girl to what happened to you when she grew up? Michelle Obama has a wonderful quote featured on CNN for their inspiring Women's Day quotes. Michelle Obama says, quote, "The future of our world is only as bright as the future of our girls." Young women everywhere, old women everywhere, women everywhere coming to an understanding. Emma Watson, you know her from the Harry Potter movies, brilliant actress. This is the quote that she says on CNN. "Feminism is about giving women choice. Feminism is not a stick with which to beat other women with. It's about freedom. It's about liberation. It's about equality." I was thrilled to be in a band in the 90s, the Bleecker Street Reality Band, with three charming men. It was one of the high points of my life, and re-recorded an album in the mid-90s. The album was called Unreal. And there's a song on there that has always kind of haunted me. I didn't write this song, but I sang lead and played guitar. Our bass player, Dan Martin, wrote the music, and his girlfriend at the time, a woman named Linda Rabiette, wrote the poetry. And the title of the song is called Falling Out Through Air. And the lyrics, "You want to be an invisible woman. Everyone will stop and stare and say, look, she's not there." Such an interesting turn of phrase. And then the chorus, "She's lived many lives and been everywhere. Time passes by and she's falling out through air." And so that means so many different things to me, especially over time. You're falling, either you've fallen, you've taken that leap of faith and you don't know where you're going to land. You're just falling through the air. It gives a sense of loss. It gives a sense of disorientation, but it also gives a sense of release and growth. So indulge me as I play a song from the Bleecker Street Reality Band. And then we'll finish our program today with a song from Lana Del Rey, released in July of 2017. Lana Del Rey was born on June the 21st. She's another Gemini. I was also born in June. I won't tell you when. Lana Del Rey was born in 1985. She's 33 years old. And she does a song on her Lust for Life album called God Bless America and All the Beautiful Women in It. Let's start with the Bleecker Street Reality Band, Falling Out Through Air.
she's fallen out through it.
Well, you can be a fire in the sky hot, like an early winter's morning light, or the sugar candy so sweet,
so
stuck
sweet
in the air of the dawn. Straight, straight in the eye. You say that you care, but your actions take on a different form. I reach for you, and baby, you're not there.
She's lived many lives, she's been everywhere. Time passes by. She's falling out through it. She's lived many lives, been everywhere.
Yeah.
Lana Del Rey, God Bless America. And we started that with Falling Out Through Air from my own band, the Bleecker Street Reality Band. I'm Kathy Geer. You've been listening to Now and Then. I hope you enjoyed the program, International Women's Day. And once again, thank you so much for listening. Now and Then, support comes from the community and from the River Reporter newspaper in Narrowsburg, New York, riverreporter.com, and from Thalman Service Center. Complete